of Vishudchem, with everyone's permission. Happiest Thursday. Today's shiur is dedicated to Lili Nishman, Malkah Bat Shalainus, Chana Bat Shemuel, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Yosef Ben Nisan, and Liora Bat Yitzchak, Ruach Hashem Tinecham Began Eden. We're learning in Pele Yoetz about Galut, about exile. And we just left off with Pele Yoetz trying to sort out, is it a good thing or a bad thing for the Jewish people to be in exile? There are certain positive elements, and there are certain negative elements of it and ways that it could influence you negatively. Now, he gets into the different countries of his time and where a person should live or where a person shouldn't live. That's going to be the next topic. Fascinating. It's going to be really fascinating. So, Abal, Bidvarim Hanogim El Haguf. Pele Yoetz was saying his essential point that he wanted to make, the chiluk he wanted to make, is that when it came to the things related to the nefesh, to a person's soul and his spiritual growth, galut is not good for the Jewish people. But when it comes to things that affect the person's body, it is good. He says, when it comes to things that are related to the physical, it's good for the galut is good for the Jewish people. How come? He says, "Velo tov." Now here's his comments. It's not good lagever for a person ladur be'are Italia ve'are Edom v'chadome. Like it's not good to live in Italy and it's not good to live in Europe. Don't live in Venice and don't live in Europe. Right? Shemachmat ha'cherut v'she'en adam yachol limchot b'yad ovrei avera. It's because they're all free countries. Right? Every person does whatever they want, and there is no way to protest against the sinners. Ve'en reshut le'dayanei Yisrael ladun ben ishu ben re'ehu. It says, and the judges of the Jewish people, the chachamim, who are judges, they don't have the authority to judge between a person over what's right and what's wrong according to the Torah. As he'll get to later, in the Muslim countries in general, the Chachamim, where the Muslims would say to the Jewish people, we want you to take care of your own. So if there was a person who was causing trouble amongst the Jewish people, if there was a criminal or someone causing trouble, the Jews themselves, the Chachamim of the Jews, had the authority to throw them in jail. They had the authority to give them lashes. They were given full authority because they wanted us to take care of ourselves. They didn't want to deal with us. But in Are Edom, but in Europe, and in Italy, and in France, and in Germany, the judges of the Jewish people didn't have the ability to function with the full power of judges. Ela hakol danin b'dayanei rechatzatzta. He says, all of the judgment of the... It's just like this in America also. It's in the United States. He might say the same thing about the United States today. He says, maybe we shouldn't be living in the United States. He says, the judges are only judging as arbitrators. They're just the chatzatzach is the Gemara refers to, it comes from the word chatzi. Because dayanei de chatzatzta, they only can make compromises between people. Chatzi ve chatzi, half here, half there. But they can't really judge the truth because they don't have full authority. Ve'en koach b'yad chacham la'anosh. And the chacham doesn't have the authority to
punish.
To punish. Hine kicha. And he says, and therefore, he says, what do I see about the Jews in Europe? And right? Ve'ishman yishurun ve'yiv'at. He says, the Jews get fat and they start to kick. Every person does whatever is upright or whatever is twisted in his own eyes. Whatever he wants, he does. There's nobody on top of him to say what to do or what not to do. He says, in the greatest sickness of all, the worst illness of all, he says, in Europe, he says, they don't care for promiscuity. They don't care for any type of sexual promiscuity. והגויות הולכות בגילוי ופריצות, ויש קופות של סונות. He says, the non-Jewish women even, he says, they walk around undressed improperly and with all kinds of promiscuous behavior. and they have homes of prostitutes. Umitoch kach Yisrael hayoshrim b'nehem v'yitarevu b'goyim v'nimidulim l'aseyem. He says, and unfortunately, the Jews live amongst them, they mix with them, and they learn from them. Nechen yesh ra'a chola. He says, and another illness I see b'arei Edom in Europe, shegidul hazakan cherpa l'yinaim. He says that they are very against the person growing a beard. And what's wrong with a person having a beard? And he says they want every person to be fully clean shaven. Okay, so what's wrong with being fully clean shaven? So he says, "Umitoch kach." He says, "Not that I have a problem with being fully clean shaven." But Yisrael hayoshvim b'nehem ish ve'yesh harbeh shemashchitin zekanam b'ta'ar. He says they're using a straight edge, chas v'shalom, in order to shave their beards. They just use a single blade. The Torah said it's forbidden, right? Because that was the ways of the avodah zarah. He says, since they allow to destroy the beard, they would use, I'll do it with a straight edge. It's an isur from the Torah. It's a Torah prohibition to shave with an edge. And mavchin ben ta'ar lemisparayim opashta. He says, so nobody sees what's the difference between cutting with a straight edge and cutting with a scissor, or cutting with something that has a dual, which the Torah allows for a person to shave with something that with misparayim. Misparayim means with scissor, but the idea is that you're shaving with the action of two blades, as opposed to a straight edge. So people don't realize that there's a difference between them, that one is allowed and one is not allowed. Because of that, you see many evils and many things that come against the Torah that happen because there's total freedom in those countries. Uminagim ra'im, says many minagim ra'im, bad minagim kigon tiatar tisaot v'kir kisaot. He says theaters and circuses, krivuta arayot. He says all of those bring together more sexual promiscuity. Yad leyad lo inakem lera. He says one hand holding the other, and they will not be cleaned of evil. But lochen memalchut Ishmael. He says it's not like this though in the Muslim countries. In the Muslim countries, shedegel haTorah tarum karna. He says the Jewish people are able to uphold the flag of the Torah. Al piya Torah yachanu va'al piya yisau. He says the Jewish people will walk in the ways of the Torah, and ve'yesh koach ve'chayel b'yad haChachamim uv'yad manhigei haKeilot l'shaber mateot resha. He says the Chachamim and the leaders of the Jewish community, they have the authority to break down any evil or any wickedness, ul'hamir adad atilah, and to uphold the foundation of religion and to uphold the Torah is necessary. Ve'hem gidurim ba'arayot. He says, because of that, they're very careful about sexual promiscuity, both amongst the goyim, amongst the Muslims, but amongst the Jewish people as well. People are afraid of it. V'kafte tuva aznut, and they're cautious. They're cautious regarding promiscuity. V'gidul hazakan chashuv lahem. He says, and also, growing a beard is very important to them at all. Is very important to them also. So the Jewish people also grow their beards and they're not shaving with a straight edge. So Avapichen Yesh Kitzat Galut Sheish Nochem. He says, but I can tell you, there are certain hardships that exist in the Muslim countries. Sheish Nochrim Make Ish Ivri Beven O Begrov. He says they hit each other way too easily. He says they throw stones and they hit each other. Umachbidim Olam Bemisim Aroniyot. He says and the taxes are very harsh and very difficult in the Muslim communities. The Jews used to suffer tremendously, tremendously from the tax system. Also, in the Muslim countries, the taxes were done in a way where they would levy the taxes on the Jewish community as a whole. They weren't individual taxes that every person had to pay personal taxes. They also, again, they judged the Jewish community as a whole. So they said, you take care of your own. And also, but they said, the Jewish community, this many, we want this much taxes from the Jewish community. And there were fights that would go on within the Jewish community, a lot of machloket over how the taxes should be paid. And should they be done in a way that should we take an equal amount from every person, or should the wealthy of the community pay more and everybody pay less? There was a lot of machloket that was created over the heavy taxes, and the Muslims, they would just say whatever numbers they wanted. They didn't care how difficult it would be. And they bring all kinds of libels against the Jewish people. Boker tov, boker tov. ולפעמים שרי הארץ מכין וחופטין שלא מן הדין. He says, and sometimes they lash and they punish even when it's not necessary. So what Pele Yoetz is saying, he says, it's one thing, he says, when you live in a country that has laws that they enforce, and if they're, hopefully there shouldn't be, but if there was an actual criminal amongst the Jewish people, or a Jew that was actually doing something wrong, and they would receive the punishment, or the law enforcement would take them, okay, they deserved it at least for what they did. But in the Muslim countries, according to what he was saying, very often it was done shelo min hadin. The Jew is completely innocent. A Jew didn't do anything wrong, and yet they were targeted. And yet they were still targeted.
I just finished learning I shouldn't live in Italy.
Yeah, he was just saying don't live in Italy. That was the beginning of today.
I learned today.
Yeah, so, now we're in the Muslim countries. ואוסרינו מניחין אותם להיות אסירי עוני וברזל ומפחידים אותם בפחר גדול וכהן הרעות. So and they imprison Jews and with not a type of prison where a person enjoys prison and the prisoners have rights and this was a jail where a person was living in fear if they were in prison or thrown in jail. Al kol panim ya'e galut al Yisrael, he says. But still, he says, galut is good for the Jewish people. Shemitoch kach hem me'unim u'dukayim v'nos'im enayim klapei mala. He says, because it's so difficult in the Muslim countries and the authorities are not always just, the Jewish people always have their eyes towards heaven. They always have to put their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umshabedim et libam la'aviyem shebashamayim kedakan sheYisrael shemishula elah. He says, and they serve Hashem wholeheartedly, just like the Jewish people who are, compared to, the Midrash compares the Jewish people, the ayala, to a deer. Kedeita ba midrash, how are we compared to a deer? Ma ayala ena yechola lelel ad sheban nachash v'noshechet rachma. He says, just like a deer, it doesn't come to give birth. It doesn't get the strength to push out the baby. He says, until a snake comes, and a snake comes and bites it, and gets it very scared, he says, and then it pushes, and the baby is able to come out. You know, it's like there's some people
the Jews
like...
Are also like that in Galut?
Oh, he says, the Jews are like that in Galut. He says, kach, Israel, this is the Midrash. The Midrash says this. Right? Hopefully we shouldn't ever need it, but this is what the Midrash says. Kach Israel, the Jewish people are the same, and chozrin b'tshuva, they don't really do a full tshuva, ela yedei melech kashay, says unless there is a king who is strict against them. And they're afraid. Uchvar amru ufaro hikriv. He says, in our chachamim also explain the pasuk ufaro. This is a chassidish word. This is like ufaro hikriv. It says that in Bishalach, Paro came close. Right? Paro was chasing the Jewish people, towards Yamsuf, towards the ocean. And it says the Jewish people turned their eyes to Hashem because they were all afraid of what Paro was going to do to them. That our chachamim re-explained the word hikriv. What does it mean, Paro came close? Not Paro came close, but Paro brought close. Shehikriv et Yisrael aviyem shebashamayim. He brought the Jewish people closer to their Father in heaven, to Hashem, because they were afraid of Paro. Ve'amru en ha-chachamim said in Masechet Megillah, Gedola asarat ha-ba'at, shehesir ha-chashveyosh v'natan le-haman, yoter me-48 nevi'im, ve-sheva nevi'ot. He says, when Achashverosh removed his ring, and gave his ring, his signature, his stamp, when he gave it to Haman to decree whatever he wanted against the Jewish people, that one act, that he removed the ring off his finger, his signature ring, and he gave it to Haman, that had more power, says, than all of the prophets and prophetesses that Hashem sent to the Jewish people. Every Navi and every Neviah Hashem sent to tell the Jewish, do tshuva, do tshuva, do tshuva, do tshuva. Didn't work, they didn't listen, but when Achashverosh removes his ring and gives it to Haman, says all of the Jewish people did teshuvah and Purim. He says this is might happen in the future. This is what happened and might happen in the time of Mashiach. Says Pele Yoetz, she'im lo yachzeru Yisrael b'teshuvah. If the Jewish people do not do teshuvah on their own, ma'amir alehem. He's saying this before the Holocaust.
You know, yeah,
this is the wild thing.
Like 150 years before the
Holocaust. He says ma'amir alehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu melech shegzerotav kashim. Hashem will bring a king, a non-Jewish leader who has harsh decrees, kehaman, like Haman. ומחזירן למוטב ומיד הנגלים. He says, and that will bring the Jewish people back. He says, and through that teshuvah, the Jewish people might be saved. If the Jewish people don't come back on their own, if they don't do teshuvah on their own, this will be the only way that it's going to happen. Pele Yoetz says. I don't think he was predicting the Holocaust necessarily. It's just it's a little bit scary how he said this like 150 years before the Holocaust, 200 years before. He said, if the Jewish people don't do teshuvah on their own, he says this is the only way they do teshuvah. Whenever, and he says, I see this in the Muslim countries. I see this in the Muslim countries now. They're harsh and they're strict on the Jewish people, and the Jews live more faithful to Hashem. But in the European countries where life is free and where everything is open and free, he says, you see how much they're not following the Torah. But Umar, he has something good to say about Europe also. We're not going to get to it today, but not everything is bad about Europe.
Where was he from? Turkey.
He was living in Turkey. Yeah. So originally from Bulgaria. From Bulgaria. And he was very much between both worlds, the Peleots. He says, and according to how difficult the Galut is, he says there's a purpose to it, in that the Jewish people can collect the sparks of Kiddusha that are spread. We spoke about this Kabbalistic concept, that there are sparks of Kiddusha around the world that have to be collected until Mashiach comes. In every place in the world that a Jew does a mitzvah properly, he brings back a spark of kedusha to its proper location. So dichtiv v'chaasher ya'anu oto ken yirbe v'chen yifrot v'ze perishu ha'mekolim et asher sholat ha'adam be'adam l'ra'lo shema shesholet ha'adam t'klipot ba'adam v'dikushahu l'ra'lo shemavrir mimena yitoseh ha'kedusha hine kichen ha'idu namre rachmana o betulach o betulach de'ba Yishmael tachad Yishmael v'lo tachad Edom. He says in all of these places where it's harsh, the Jewish people have the opportunity through their mitzvot to bring back the sparks of kedusha, so that eventually we can have the Geulah. But he has a little bit more to say, and there's a little bit positive that he's going to say about Europe. We're going to get to it tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day. Happiest Thursday.
Almost Shabbat.
Almost Shabbat.